T.J. Buchholz is with Lambert Edwards & Associates. They recently conducted a statewide poll of 600 likely voters on their opinions on the possibility of Detroiters electing a white mayor. T.J., good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
What made you want to ask that question?
Well, certainly it's been in the ether in Detroit in the last several weeks. The Detroit News, the Free Press, many of the TV stations in Detroit have been asking this question sort of rhetorically, you know, wondering if the time has come for voters to again elect a Detroit mayor. The last time they did so was in 1970. And there's been some rumblings about different candidates in Detroit, you know, making a run for it. And we do a quarterly poll at Lambert Edwards and talk through some topical issues that are affecting the state and our cities. And that was one that came to the forefront of our mind. And we sort of realized that nobody had polled on it, certainly in any recent memory. So this, we decided to ask the question as part of our poll.
And I asked the question again, why do you think it's important we ask this question? Why do you think that a white mayor hasn't been elected in Detroit?
You know, well, in terms of what voters think in Detroit, I mean, I really couldn't speak to that. You know, what I do know is, you know, we ask as part of this poll, you know, really what we think are topical questions. You know, what are the burning issues on the day? And to do that, we track a lot of the newspapers across the state and see what they're talking about in their editorial pages and editorial boards. So it's certainly a question that's come up, you know, in very legitimate media sources. So we decided to sort of test the theory and say, you know, what's true here? Would Detroiters go for it or would they not? We actually asked this question on a statewide basis. So we asked, you know, 600 respondents statewide what they thought. And while Detroiters on the 2-to-1 margin said that they could be supportive of a white candidate for mayor, you know, outstate, many folks believe that Detroiters wouldn't go for it.
So the specifics of that, can you break down why people thought what they thought, and also was the vote different in, say, in Grand Rapids than it was in Detroit?
Well, we don't ask voters why. All we ask them is the premise. You know, do you think Detroiters would elect a white mayor if they were given the opportunity? That was how the question was asked. So it's a very much a, do they support that or strongly support or oppose or strongly oppose? In most of the other areas around the state, Grand Rapids, Lansing, certainly Northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, you know, many felt when Detroiters were given the opportunity, they wouldn't be amenable to electing a white candidate for mayor, but Detroiters said that they were. I think that difference is significant, and you know, certainly when we looked at it in Detroit, you know, we were sort of taken aback in the crosstabs that you know, that the numbers were so different.
Why do you think they were different?
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that. You know, what I would say is, you know, I think there have been a lot of rumblings in the city in the last, you know, several weeks that there are, you know, some candidates that are Caucasian that are thinking about a run. I think that may have played a role in it. But, you know, the real reason we thought that this was significant is that, you know, despite what people in Saginaw or people in Traverse City or people in Grand Rapids might think, Detroiters are the ones that will cast the vote on this. So that's why we framed the question in the premise of, would Detroiters go for a white mayor?
It's an interesting topic, and it also shows that there's some change occurring in the city of Detroit, because, as you know, since the days of Coleman Young, there has always been a black mayor in place there. So it'll be interesting to see how this change of thought, if it relates to the ballot box when that time comes.
Well, certainly the demographics in Detroit have changed over the years. Certainly in the 50s and 60s, you know, Detroit was much more of a diverse community. Today, you know, Detroit is predominantly African American. So it's kind of an interesting question. you know, I do think that times are changing a little bit. I do think that Detroiters, you know, want to see some positive change for their city. I know that we all do in the state. You know, our offices, Lambert Edwards has an office in Detroit. We relocated from Troy because we believe that the direction that Detroit is going is a great one. And I think that Detroiters are ready for some positive change.
TJ Buchholz is with Lambert Edwards and Associates. Thanks so much, TJ. We appreciate your time.
Tony, thanks a lot.